Now we're going to go to Perek Beis. Perek Beis, Chagai, Perek Beis. Ramachol, you hear me? Good, you hear me, Ramachol?
I can hear you. You're up to you, Gimel now.
No, Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph.
You know what? I picked up the Shul's copy.
The drawing?
Instead of my own copy.
Where are you going to pause?
That's the problem. The bookmark was, that's funny. Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Bashavihi Bieshim Viachalachodesh. It's now the seventh month on the 21st day of the month. So we learned that this simply means when we're counting, even though we count years based on Tishrei, it's a very bizarre thing. We count the years based on at this point in time, the simple understanding is that Daryavesh is a non-Jewish king. I mean, supposedly he is Jewish. I mean, if Esther is his mother, so he is Jewish, and we're assuming that Esther indeed is his mother, yet, being that he represents the Persians, we're still going to count from, we're going to count, that was our discussion we had last time, we're going to count from Tishrei, or he may indeed be the exception, because even a non-Jewish king who is good to the Jews, the Gemara of Koresh, we count from Nisan, and Daryavesh certainly would fit into that category because Daryavesh is continuing in the ways of Koresh. Koresh gave permission to Klal Yisrael to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and Daryavesh HaParsi is continuing that way. Therefore, we're counting from the years, we're going to count from Nisan. Or maybe not, like we said before. But either way, regardless, it seems from what we learned that the months we still count from the month still accounted from Nisan. So now when it says the seventh month, the seventh month, this is Tishrei. Tishrei is the seventh month of the year, and it's now the 21st day. The 21st day is Shemini Atzeres. Shemini Atzeres, 21st day of the month. Hoy Devar Hashem B'yad Chagai Hanavi Lemar. Hashem speaks to Chagai. Emor Noel Zerubbabel Ben Shaltiel. Pachas Yehuda. I want you to speak to Shaltiel. I want you to speak to Shaltiel ben Zerubbabel ben Shaltiel.
Actually, the 21st is what do you call it? Hashanah Rabbah.
Is it? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Hashanah Rabbah. So Hashanah Rabbah. So okay, the seventh day of Sukkot, Hashanah Rabbah. And here we have a prophecy. What's the prophecy? Obviously, whatever the message is going to be related that we're going to learn about will obviously relate and bring out the essence of the day. It cannot be that a prophecy that's taking place on this day is just a coincidence. If a prophecy takes place on a specific day of the year, it must be something significant, especially if that day is a Yom Tov. And Hashanah Rabbah is obviously a very special day. It's a very long davening, a very unique day. Emor Noel Zerubbabel ben Shaltiel Pachas Yehuda Aviel Yeshua ben Yehoyatzadok HaKohen HaGadol Aviel Sheiris Yehom Lemar. I want you to notice the third time right, we had that there are three separate groups in Klal Yisrael. There is the Melech, or the acting Melech, who we're not calling a Melech, we're calling him a Pachas, the governor. And there is the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, which is Yehoshua ben Yosadik, and we have over here the She'edus on the remnant of the people, Lemar. Mi vachem hanishar asher ro'oh es habayis hazeh b'chvodei harishayin. Are there any survivors? Are there any remnants of the people which saw with their own eyes the bayis hazeh b'chvodei, the bayis in its glory? Umo atem ro'im o'sei ata. What do you see now? Now you see desolation. You see nothing. Haloi, kamoihu ke'ayin be'enechem. Like what you see is nothing in your eyes. Okay, we have to see what that means more. Let's read a little bit more. V'yatoa now, chazak Zerubbabel, milma Hashem. I want you to be strong. V'chazak Yehoshua ben Yehoyatzadok HaKohen HaGadol. V'chazak, chazak, v'nischazek, chulul chazak. V'chazak kol am ha'aretz num Hashem. V'asu. And do. Ki ani itichem, I am with you. Num Hashem tzvokos. Zois. Zois asu. This, let's see, we've asked, es hadover asher karati, itchem, b'tzeischem b'mitzrayim, the matter which I have forged with you when you left Egypt, v'ruchi oimedes b'tzeichem, and my spirit stands within you, al tirohu, do not be afraid. Okay, a lot here is going on. Let's go back to the beginning of the parak. Pasuk Aleph in the Mitzudos David. Mitzudos David Bashvi'i Bachodesh Hashvi'i, on the seventh month. Next words of the Mitzudos David, if you have the art scroll, it's page 695. Mi bochem, mihu bochem hanishor me oisam shagolu mi Yerushalayim. Es habayis hazem es beis hamikdash harishon lufi shohoyu ba'isoy mokam atzmoy kiro'oy habayis hazem. It's in the same location, this bayis, the location. Bichvoidei harishayin, gifi ma shebona oiso shloimer b'oishe rav. Remember the bayis rishon, the beauty of what Shlomo built? Umoatem, umasha atem roim oiso ata b'vinyin zeh. What you see now, haloi chamohu ke'ayin. Ritzoyne loimar im yarichu zeh mul zeh. Can you equate this, connected this? This bias is like it does not exist. So obviously at this point in time, when Zerubbabel, when Hashem is speaking to Zerubbabel, there was obviously something going, there was already a structure. There was already a structure, and I'm a little bit confused, where exactly is Chagai at this moment in time? Is Chagai in Bavel, or is Chagai in Yerushalayim? You're getting mixed signals. Because in the beginning of this Perek Aleph, it seemed from the simple reading of the Pasuk that he's telling the people that you should go. Get out of here. Get out of Bavel. Go up to the mountain. Ascend. Return. It seemed to indicate that they were living in Bavel, and Chagai was amongst them, and he was receiving a message to tell the people it's time to return to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. In this Perek Beis, it seems like we're fast forwarding. We're going ahead in time. Chagai himself has gone with whoever wanted to go with him. I guess Ezra and Nehemiah, they went and they built something. And it seems like over here that we're moving ahead in time. The difference between the end of Perek Aleph and Perek Beis is not the same time. Since indeed it says here that it was now the seventh month, it was the 21st day of the month, which is relatively speaking a short time from the previous prophecy, because the previous prophecy was in the sixth month. It was in Chodesh Elul. What day was it? It was not that long ago. Gave us the date.
That's 7 weeks earlier.
Right. So that's Mamash today. Maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow is really Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. Today is the 30th. Bishnashtayim, the parak begins. Bishnashtayim, Lido Yavesh, Hamelech, Bachodesh Hashishi, Bayevich HaLachodesh. Okay, Rosh Chodesh Elul. And here, we're going a month plus 21 days. So, 51 days. 30 plus 21, 51 days later. Now, 51 days later is a very short period of time to say that they were able to travel so quickly, and they were able to do some type of construction in order that we can say, oh, look, you have a bias, but what you see in front of your eyes is Ephes, is nothing relative to the beauty of the bias Rishon. Now, we have to remember, let's just take a step back. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av, we know that the following, let's assume, for the sake of simplicity, the following fifth day of Teves is called the Yom HaShemua. That's when the report, says Beferish and Sefer Yirmiyah, the report reached the people in Bavel that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And in fact, in the Gemara's Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon when should we observe the tainis of the 10th month? Tzoim harvi, tzoim hachamishi, tzoim hashvi'i, v'tzoim ho'asiri. The Nevi'im have sanctioned 4 fast days. The Nevi'im did not specify what day of the month the fast must be observed. And in fact, originally it was up to the people. You just must fast one day in these 4 months. Pick the day you want to fast. If you want to fast on the 4th or the 17th, fast on Shavuos v'Tammuz. You want to fast on the 9th day of the month? So fast on the 9th day of the month. It's up to you. Even Tisha B'Av, who says you should fast Dafka on the 9th day, maybe you can fast on the 10th day. As we know, the Gemara says that, according to one opinion, it would be preferred to fast not on the 9th day of Av, but on the 10th day of Av, because that's when most of the Beis HaMikdash was burnt. So it's not specified the day of the month that you're supposed to fast. This is up to the people, up to the Beis Din, when they want to fast. So here, in fact, the Gemara has a discussion. Machloikis Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon in the tenth month, what day should we fast? Should we fast on the 10th day of the month, or should we fast on the 5th day of the month? Obviously, who won? I think Rabbi Akiva, I don't remember which one, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon. We fast on the 10th day. What happened on the 10th day? The siege began. That was the beginning of the siege. Mike Miller, you're on in 2 places? I see Mike is on the screen. He's here. Michal is here, sitting here. He's sitting here in shul. And he's also online. Oh, you can have it online. It's fine. It looks better. It looks better. There are more people online. pad the statistics. Fake news. You know, just send in your vote. So the Gemara says that according to one opinion, the Ikra fast day should be on the 5th day of the month, not on the 10th. Why? The 5th day is the Yom HaShemua. It's the day when the report reached the people living in Bavel that the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. Now, wait a minute. That's a very long time. Today, with WhatsApp, you probably know what happened before it happened. WhatsApp is so fast. You find out a day before what happened, right? Warp speed. So, what took so long? If the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the 9th day of Av, so you have Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, 6 months. What took so long for the report that the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed to reach the people in Golis? It took 6 months, 5.5 months. What took so long? So you'll answer simply that there was a blockade, that the roads were shut. The roads were shut down. There was the Churban took place. The Romans were in control. That's right. There were no survivors. There were no survivors. No one was able to actually reach the Goyla. It's an amazing, you know, we live in, it's a different world. By the way,
the faster the report, the usually less accurate it is.
The faster the report, the less accurate it is. Okay. But what took so long? So again, we don't appreciate what it's like to live without technology. It took a very long time for people to travel and the roads were blocked. All right. That's one answer. Or you can give another answer. It just took a very long time to travel. Travel was not easy those days. So if that's indeed the case, it took a very long time to travel, 6 months. How then did Haggai and his people get from Bavel to Yerushalayim in 51 days and already have the Beis HaMikdash erected to a degree where Hashem is saying to Haggai, compare the two. Does anyone here remember, was anyone here But he had to be approximately, I would assume, about 80 years old. Because he had to be at least, I mean, when does a person really have really strong memories? 10 years old? Okay, you can tell me, you know, people tell me when they were three, they remember from when they were 3 years old. All right, very nice. But you didn't go in the Beis HaMikdash. Who says they took 3 year olds to the Beis HaMikdash?
It's not reliable.
Now, so let's say you have someone 10 years old, a bar mitzvah boy, 13 years old. So that means you have to have people here that are 83 years old. If someone was bar mitzvah at the time of the Churban, now it's 70 years plus years, whatever. This is the second year of Daryavish. So he has to be now 83 years old to remember what it looked like and to look at it now. And that's who he's speaking to. Anyone who's approximately, if you're 80 years old, so that means you were 10 years old at the time of the Churban. You were 10 years old. So that's quite a chiddush. That's an amazing thing. So he's speaking to these people. Does anyone remember the difference and compare the difference? All right, so now here's another thing which always bothers me about.
He didn't say that this house is Ke'ain. This is Be'enechem.
In your eyes.
It's like Ke'ain. However, that is going to say more. But oh. Be'enechem, the people who saw before and now, it's like in this generation. So, remember in Europe, the Shivas there, blah, 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 blah. And here's nothing. It's not like this.
Not true. In your eyes.
But actually it's not.
Interesting. You're saying very good. It's that the people here don't appreciate. You're saying something very deep. Be'einechem. Haloi kamohu ke'ayin be'einechem in your eyes. Now, in the Mitzvah stuff, it says something picks up upon you is in relation to the physical structure. He says, the beautiful bias of Shlomo with all of its gold and silver, like what you're pointing out, Ritzadalaimar, it goes back, Habayis is based on this, Rishon, Lufi Shoya, Ba'isa Mokam, Asa, Ba'isa Bechoda Rishon, Gifima Shabono, Isa Shlomo, Ba'isha Rav, the Gashmias, magnificent over here, but the people, the spirituality, just the opposite. Let's go one step at a time. What?
Is he asking who saw it in its glory and in general terms, or are we talking about somebody, he needs somebody who had eyewitness detail as the specifics?
I guess both. Eyewitness. We're talking about people who were alive.
Have a general perception.
Yeah.
And but then again, going into reconstruction, who remembers how big was this? How did it look? How did it, and so on. That's more detailed.
The detail. Okay, in a chanami, there are both elements here. But what I always found to be very interesting is, at the end of the Bayis Sheni, they were oiv de avoid the Zara. The Bayis Rishon. We're talking about the Bayis Rishon. We learn in Yecheskel, there were murals. Murals on the wall. Graffiti. Depicting idols. And all these crazy things. You have all these psukim in Yecheskel. They had they brought in another mizbeach. They put in all types of crazy things. This was beautiful. They defaced at the end of the Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Rishon was a jungle. No, isn't that the impression you get from Sefer Yecheskel? There was graffiti, the murals of Avodah Zarah. You could only yeah, who knows what they put? Rabbi Chol said they wrote on the wall BLM on the wall, the Beis Hamikdash. Yecheskel says they wrote worse. Hashem says, I'm going to take you, I'm going to show you inside the Beis Hamikdash. I'm going to show you the etched on the wall. All these images of Avodah Zarah. So it wasn't so beautiful. I mean, unless you want to say that still the structure, the building in general was magnificent. All right, I guess that's what it means over here. If you want to go and say that there were people that were alive during the time of the Bayis when the inauguration 490 years ago, okay, Then I understand you want to go compare what it was, what it looked like 490 years ago to what it is today. Okay, I understand. But there's no one alive. No one here is 490 years old. That's impossible. Okay, that's five. No one's here 500 years old to say, oh, they remember what it was like on the day of the inauguration, the Chanukah Sabayis of the Bayis Rishon. But that's not the way it was. For 420 years, there were a lot of problems. There were a lot of things that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. They took away the gold and the silver, Shlomo HaMelech. They wanted to bribe the nations of the world. They shouldn't start up with them. So they took the gold and they sold it to them. They gave it away. They brought it and they built a new Mizbeach, Avodah Zarah. They did this, they did that. There were terrible things that were happening in the Beis HaMikdash. It was defaced. It was ruined. Then we learned about Chilkiyahu, when they did construction projects, the whole Beis HaMikdash was instead of disrepair. And Chilkiyahu had to do renovations. So they did the renovations. And then what? And then they backslid, they went backwards to doing more of the Zara. Alright, I don't know. But obviously, even with all of the horrors that took place during the time of the Bayis Rishon, the fact that Chagai is saying in the name of Hashem, is there anyone here that remembers the honor, the beauty, the kavod of the Bayis Rishon? It's an incredible insight.
B'chvodo HaRishon, he started the inauguration of the first Beit HaMikdash. He's not talking about at the end.
But no one's alive. Yeah.
When it was built.
But it can't possibly be that, because that's 500 years ago. He's asking, is there anyone here alive from the time of, you're telling me that it means from the inauguration, so he's asking, is there anyone here who's 500 years old? That's ridiculous. Because of course there's no one that's 500 years old. Can't be. It can't possibly be that. If you want to say it's for you around, you're 10 years old when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so now that means you're 80 years old. Okay, that can be. That can possibly be. That we know can be. So, but if you were 10 years old when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, listen, we don't know what it looked like, but you do get a sense from Sefer Yecheskel that it was not a pretty sight. So yet the Pasuk is saying, oh, but it was magnificent. So obviously, there are different elements in understanding what it was like. More often than not, the Nevi'im super magnify teeny minor imperfections in Klal Yisrael. And when Hashem takes Yechezkel and Hashem brings him and he shows him a mural, maybe the mural was the size of a quarter. I mean, sometimes you go into the bathroom and they have writing on the wall. That's not the building. The building's a magnificent, so some shugana, he wrote something in the bathroom on the wall. So that's gonna define the whole, that defines the whole building? Of course not. One of the shugana goes and he etches something into the wall in the bathroom. It's nothing. Yet, Yecheskel is super magnifying minor imperfections which represent a moral decay. But yet, this pasuk indicates that despite all of the problems that did exist at the end of the Bayis Rishon, it was still magnificent. And this is something which we're always grappling with. Is that there are two elements in every situation. It's all a matter of perspective. More often than not, the Torah is a Musar Sefer. It's coming to super magnify minor imperfections. But it doesn't take away from the big picture that what was going on then was magnificent. The fact is, there was the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina was resting in this Mokoyim. There were problems. There were big problems. And because of the problems, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But it doesn't take away from the fact that the Pasuk on a very simple level says, the Kavod HaRishon. It was magnificent. And that's something very important not to lose focus of, to forget about. because you can very easily, when you learn about Tisha B'Av and learn about the Churban,
Chazal say that during the second Beis HaMikdash, when it was built, people that had been by the first HaMikdash were crying.
At the inauguration.
People remembered what the Beis HaMikdash
right.
was.
The Pasuk.
There was the difference.
The Pasuk.
The whole, everything, the whole, everything going on between the first and the second. So there was something to what they're saying, that the first Beis HaMikdash, despite what it says, you know, it could be magnified what Yechezkel was saying, but
it was still magnificent.
The difference between
right.
the two.
Exactly. So you're just emphasizing the point.
I said there is more here. Even I didn't read the Beit Rishon, but when I read Sefer Melachim, Perek Zayin V'Chet, and I saw what he did there, as if I saw it.
That's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. Okay, I hear what you're saying.
The psakim, you saw it. It's not, and he tells them, it doesn't mean that you saw it. You don't see kavod. You hear about kavod.
Okay, you're saying a chiddush. I hear what you're saying.
I never saw my grandparents. They were killed. When my father told me about them, as if I saw them, it's a kavod shel ota tkufa. This is great. That's what he's talking. Mi asher ra'a be'inei rucho. He doesn't have be'inayim mamash. Be'inayim mamash, you saw avodah zara, you saw all kind of things. As a lo kavod. Vaday shezeh lo kavod. Kavod zeh mamash haya bahatchala. That's what he's talking about here, I think.
Okay, that's an idea. I hear what you're saying. I don't think what you're saying is posh pshat, but you're saying an idea. You're definitely saying an idea is that people who have studied, people who are knowledgeable, he's maybe speaking to some youngsters who are not alive at the time, but they're knowledgeable. They come from good families, and their parents and grandparents told them what it was all about, and now they come and they see what's going on, and what? This is what my parents and grandparents were talking about? This is nothing. We're in a different world. It doesn't necessarily mean they're eyewitnesses. Okay, that's a chiddush. That's not the pashup shot, but you're saying an idea. You're saying an idea. Okay, let's go further. Let's go further in the Mitzudas David. Pasik, Dalit. Pasik Dalit, the Atana Chazak. Return the lemma. Hoil v'chein hu im kol ze lo yirpu yideichem meha binyan. Since this is so, do not give up. Even though it's indeed so, that what you see over here is nothing. Relatively speaking to what you expected or what you remember, do not give up. Do not despair. Bavur ze. Yet v'schazku, be strong. V'asu esabayis. And could proceed to rebuild the bias. Ki ani yeya itchem, I will be with you. Le'ashpil lechem toivah al yidei habayis hazeh. I will be with you to be so goodness. Im she'ein lo erich im habayis harishon. Although you are correct that it's not comparable to the bias harishon. Mikol mokayim tovoy lechem habrocha al yodoy. The blessing will come through you. Va'oisa atem v'akshim. Don't worry. Do not worry. Proceed. And eventually you'll catch up. Just continue. Pasuk Hey, Es Hadavar, Musav Al Milas Vaasu Du, Haniska B'Mikro Shalafana, Vesin Alemar, Asu HaToyra VaMitzvah, Asher Karati Alecha Imachem Bris, Betzeschem Mitzrayim. So this is a very important Mitzudas David. The Mitzudas David tells us in Pasuk Hey, when it says Es Hadavar Asher Karati, Davar refers to the Torah and the Mitzvahs. It does not refer to the command to build the Beis HaMikdash. Back in Perek Aleph, the thrust of Chagai's instructions were to make aliyah and to build. Here, Chagai, according to the Mitzvahs, is not telling them to build. He's telling them to do the Torah u'mitzvahs, be religious, observant, Yishem Shabbos, be good people, va'asu es hadavar, do what you're supposed to do, asher karati alecha imochem, Bris betzeschem mitzrayim veruchi veruach hanavua adayin oimedes ata besechem. And then when it says here ruchi, according to the mitzvah of David, is another chiddush. It means nevua. Even though, like we mentioned many times, now according to the textbook, according to the rules, there should not possibly be nevua. Yet Hashem is making an exception. Chayrasha, Hashem is allowing prophecy to exist amongst the people. Do not be afraid, blessing will come to you. Alright, that concludes over here the Mitzudos David and these few psukim, very straightforward. Let's see Rashi. Rashi starting Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel, Mi Bochem Hanishar. So Rashi learns, Shehoya Derech Pshat, Shehoya Min HaGoylim V'Oidenu Chai. Okay, so Rashi learns very similar, not to take away from what Rav Kalman said. Rav Kalman over here is saying a very deep idea, but Rashi says very simple, are there any living survivors, which would have to mean they're about 80 years old, Shoyimin Agoylim V'edinuchai, Asher Ro'o Esharishoin Ein Zechoshuv Be'enov. Certainly what he sees in his eyes is nothing compared to what he's used to seeing. Haloi komoyu ke'ayin. Yoidea ani, I know, ki mi shero'o harishoin, ein ze choshuv be'enov elo ke'ayin. I know, anyone that was alive at the time of the Bayis Rishoin, who is now 80 years old, and they see what they see in front of them, this is nothing, nothing compared to what they're used to seeing. And he explains this expression, komohu ke'ayin, who, the ayin shavim hein. Komohu means equality. Ayin means they are not equal. So it's a negation of komohu. So an unusual, it's an expression, but the literal translation is komohu means they are exactly the same. And then it says ayin, the opposite, to negate, they're not the same. In fact, they're so not the same, you can't even compare one to the other. Komohu ke'ayin. To say one is like the other, this is ayin. This is incorrect. This is not true. There's no comparison between one and the other. Ein ze choshu be'inav ela ke'ayin, it's nothing. Komohu ke'ayin hu ve'ayin shavim hein. Kimo v'hoya cho'om ka'koyhein. That the Pasuk there says that the people are going to be just like the Kohanim. The word komohu. Komohu is just like the word, it's we're comparing one to the other. Afkan, kabayis, ke'ayin. It's nothing, nothing comparable. Shnehem shavim. We want to say komohu. It's to equate one with the other, to attempt to do that. Ayin, you cannot do that. That is impossible. Okay, Pasuk Hey, es adover asher kurati, toirasi atem shomrim. Rashi and the Mitzvot David are one and the same. They're saying that the command of Dover refers to the Torah, not the command to rebuild. Veruchi shoira al niviachem. Same exact parish as what we learned in the Mitzvot, that there is nevuah. Al tirohu. Okay, so he's saying over here that if a person is a shomer Torah mitzvahs, and you have nevuah, you got nothing to worry about. Everything is fine and good. Okay, let's now take a look at the Radak. The Radak, Pasuk Aleph. Okay, I'm going to read the first part, and then maybe I'll put the second part on the screen. I'll read the first part. You don't have this unless you have a sefer with Radak. Bashvihi, Bikulam, Omar, Biyad, Chagai Hanavi. Okay, here it says in all of the prophecies, notice if we go back and look at the Pasuk. If you look carefully at the Pasuk says, Bashvihi, Beshma, Echelechodesh, Hoyedvar Hashem, Biyad, Chagai. We mentioned this, we discussed this. That every time we talk about the Nevuah of Chagai, we use the word biyad. So the Radak picks up upon this. Bikulam, Omar biyad Chagai Navi, lefi shenevuah sosh, hoysosh lichus lohem biyadoi la'asos ne'ata ma sheyitzaveim. They should do what he commands them. It seems like he's saying over here a new idea that we've not come across. Sometimes a prophet, I do not know if what I'm saying is correct, but I'm trying to read into the words of the Radak, that many prophets, when they delivered a message, there was nothing to do. There was nothing to do now. It was just a message. It was a prophecy telling them what's going to happen. And therefore, what do you have to do?
Really? It's one thing to be a critic, to bring a message of Musar, let's say, or which was common. But then you also have to recommend a corrective action.
Okay, so Michal is saying over here is that's very difficult to say, to suggest such a thing, because talk is cheap. When a prophet speaks, the assumption is the prophet has a message. The prophet has instructions. You have to do something to improve yourself. Absolutely. You can't disagree with it. That's basic. Yet the Radak over here says something very interesting. He says, why does it say biyad? Only by Chagai, where it does not say this expression by other prophets. And he seems to be saying something that obviously, all the prophets, they're giving you a musar. They want you to do something. But it could be it's not as specific. It's not as detailed. Here, Chagai is giving the people very detailed instructions what exactly to do now. Other prophets were giving them more of a general musar. Everyone knows what they have to do. You always hear these Bali Musar, they speak today, and they say, oh, we got big tzar, so what do we do? I'm not telling you what to do, because I don't know what to do. But every single person in their heart knows what they need to do. What one person needs to do is not the same as another. Some people have problems with davening. Some people have problems with money, with gazlonim. Some people have problems with arayos. Some people have problems with talking during davening. Every person on their madrega, you know what the next step is for you. That's a general musar. Maybe you can say that about the other prophets. Here, when it says the word biyad in the prophecy of Chagai, it appears that Hashem has something very specific in mind for the people to do, and indeed, Chagai is giving them very specific instructions what to do. Isn't that what Radak seems to be saying?
Biyad indicates to me that it's in the hand of the Navi, what the Navi is to do, rather than what the people are to do at this point.
Let's see again. L'fisha nevuasoi hoisa shlichus lohem. It was a shlichus lohem biyodoi, in his hand. La'asois me'ata, to do now, ma sheyitzaveim, what he commands them.
It's kind of confusing.
It's a little bit confusing, but it seems like he's giving them instructions, and maybe both of them, what they should do, what he commands them. So it seems like there's something much more specific.
From the singular to the plural, from me to you, and so on.
Okay, so there are specific instructions here. Okay, let's now go to the next Radak, Pasuk Gimel. Mi bochem ke hazikeinim. You don't have this in front of you. Let me put it on the screen. I'm gonna try to put it on the screen. All right, here it comes. Okay, mi bochem, okay, pasik, mi bochem has the kainim. I'll make it a little bit, I don't know if I'm going to ruin it. I'll leave it like that. Mi bochem has the kainim shenish aru min hagolus, kamohu כעין בעיניכם, אם תשו עושה שיהיה זה כמוהו, הלא זה כעין בעיניכם, כנגד הבא יסור ראשון, it's nothing. פסק דלת, ויאטו, now, אל תרפנו, ידיכם עבור זה, כי עוד יהיה כבוד הבא יסור, הזה גודל, do not give up. ועשו, תעמוד דבק עם הפסק האחר. Okay, so here we have the word ועשו, this is very interesting. This very, ועשו refers to the next פסק. Vyasu refers to what's going to appear in the next pasuk. Ta'amo ve'esnachto doveik im ha'posuk ho'acher, the next pasuk, es ha'davar. Asu goes on davar. So, in other words, Radak is coming to disagree. Let's see. As a davar asher korati ani Hashem, ani ayeh etchem, ki ani etchem v'selchu holech v'chazek, es ha'davar. Let's go further. Im Tasu Estava Sher Korati Itchem, Aniye Itchem, Viruchi Medis Besechem, Rucha Kodesh Aval Acha Shechotu, Vli also a Torah Mitzvois, Nifsiko Ruacha Kodesh, Vnifsiko Hanubi May, Bimei Zecharia Umalachi, Vli Omar Shakrati Itchem, Klemmer Estava Sechem, Baharehu Kiilu, Korati Itchem Kmoshakosa Betora, Lo Estava Senu Koras Hashem, Esabris Azot Kimi Tanu. My prophets will teach amongst you. Alright, so basically he's saying the same exact thing. He's saying the same exact idea. The only thing is that he starts off by saying Ruchi, not to refer, he's just pointing out that there's a machloikis, what is the translation of the word Ruchi. He says, prefers Ruchi means Ruach HaKodesh. And Rashi, Mitsudois, and the Targum disagree. Ruchi means nevuah, prophecy. What's the difference? Okay, that's the age-old question. We have no understanding what the difference is between Ruach HaKodesh and nevuah. We have Sifrei Nevi'im, and we have Sifrei Kisuvim. Sifrei Kisuvim were written with Ruach HaKodesh. The Sifrei Nevi'im were written with nevuah. Obviously, the fact that the Torah is divided into two different groups, three, Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Kisuvim, obviously indicate that there is a world of a difference between Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh. And in this pasuk where it says Ruchi, we have a disagreement between the Radak and all the other Mefarshim, if Ruchi means Ruach HaKodesh or does Ruchi mean Nevuah. Important point is that the Radak says that if you will continue to do the bris that I've the covenant of your ancestors, which means to observe the Torah, like everyone else says, he expresses it a little bit differently. He says, in the future, he translates the words in the future tense. V'ruchi oimedes b'seichechem. Oimedes is Lashon Hoyveh, if I'm not mistaken. Oimedes, it is standing amongst you. From Rashi and the Mitzudois, you get the sense there's nothing to worry about because right now, at this moment, there are prophets. And when you have a prophet amongst you, you have a direct line to Hashem. If you got a problem, you got a credit card that works, right? And you have a smartphone that's powered up. Trust me, I went somewhere recently, and I had to get something very important, and my credit card didn't work. It didn't work. When your credit cards don't work, you're in a lot of trouble. Okay, if the machine rejects your credit card, you're in a lot of trouble. You don't got to worry. Your credit card works. Your smartphone is fully powered. You have a direct line to Hashem. Ruchi oimedes at this moment. That's the perush, the sense you get from Rashi and the Mitzudas. The Radak says something different. He says, it's not going to go away. From the Radak, he understands is that people, yeah, right now we're very happy. Right now everything is fine and good. Ezeu chacham haroye es hanoilat. What is going to be tomorrow? Will the Ruach HaKodesh remain with us? Or will the Ruach, will the Nevuah remain with us, or is the Nevuah going to disappear? The fear in the Radak is not today. The fear is what's going to be tomorrow. And Hashem says, as long as you behave yourselves, you don't have to worry, the nevuah is not going to go away. I'm going to read those words again, because this is very interesting. It's not what it says in Rashi and the Mitzudos. He says, "V'ruchi oimedes b'seichechem." It's on the screen. It's the first wide line. Ruach HaKodesh, Avol, Achar Shechotu. Let's go back to the beginning of the Radak. Pasuk Dalet. When we regularly Vi'ata now, Al Terpena Yidechem Avur Zeki Oid Ki Oid Yiyek V'Oid Habayis Zeg Gadol. Good days are coming. Vasu Talmud Avik Pasuk Acher. Es Hadavar Im Tasu Es Hadavar Asher Karati Ani Eitchem. V'Selchu Cholech V'Chazik will get better and better. Es Hadavar Pasuk Hey Im Tasu Hadavar Asher Karati Eitchem Ani Eitchem Ruchim Es Pesachem Ruch Hakodesh. Avalachar shechotu lo yosu atoira mitzvahs nifska ruach hakodesh nifska nevua bimei zechay malachi. V'omar asher karati itchem k'loi mar esavasech marekiu k'ilu karati itchem k'mo shechotu atoira loi esav. So where did I read this from? I read it before. Where did I get this from? Where am I saying it from? I just thought I saw it in the future. I'm getting all mixed up over here. All right, let's leave that. I'm imagining something, or I passed over something too quickly. All right, let's forget about that. Let's now go and take a look at the Radak. Let's take a look now at the Malbim. Let's go to the Malbim. The Malbim begins on this page. Okay, it's not a long Malbim. Can you see it? Not really. So I'll take another picture. I will take you here, the picture of the Malbim, and we will put it on the screen. Okay, the Malbim Pasuk Gimel. Me, Bochem.
Question before yeah. We go ahead. The fact that we sit here and we learn the Navi, isn't it as if the Navi talks to us now?
Yes, of course.
We don't have the goof shel Navi. However, Hanevuah, Nevuah shel Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, Chagai, whoever, it's still omedet bekirbechem. It's like, you know, I feel when I see it, I saw the Kotel. The Kotel before was, I saw the Kotel when it was destroyed, because I was in Herzofim. When I was in the army, I guarded Herzofim. And then I saw that the Kotel was nothing. And then suddenly the Kotel, after the Six-Day War, I saw the Kotel differently. And what I saw in my eyes, it's nothing. But sometimes when you read the stories and when you read them,
yeah, your friend called him. Texted him. He went into the pot for a coffee.
We lost you, Rav Kalman. We lost you, Rav Kalman. You have to unmute yourself, Rav Kalman. Can you unmute yourself?
I unmuted.
Yeah. Okay, what were you saying about the Kotel?
I said that I saw the Kotel the way it was before the Six-Day War. I was guarding Herzofim, and I saw from there the Kotel. It was nothing, and I was crying. I was sitting down there. I was there for a month or 2 months. I don't remember, with my weapon and with my unit, and I saw nothing. This is it. And then after the Six-Day War, I saw Gadol Yeh Kvod Abayta. You know, the Kotel today is so mechubad comparing to what it was before, that they threw the garbage there. And now there is a difference. You saw the story before, you saw the story here. The same, the Navi here is talking to us as if he's talking now. Ruchi omedet bekirbechem. When the Navi talks about Kvod Ha'am, about the Torah, about observing, as if he's talking to us.
Absolutely.
The Torah still exists. on the book. And we sit here and they call it and we learn it as if it's alive.
Absolutely.
I feel it's alive, even though it's in through the Zoom. This is what I feel.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Observation.
That's yes, right. Yes, absolutely. That's why the Nevi'im, it's preserved. The words of the prophets are reserved because the Nevi'im are speaking, they're speaking directly to us.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, let's see the Malbim. I want to show you this Pesuk in Pasuk Gimel. Mi b'chem anishar min zman ha-golos ha-churban shu roh es ha-bayis ha-rishon v'yireh she-kvoyit ha-bayis ha-zeh ke-ayin neged ha-rishon. Are there any survivors? Pasuk Dal in the Malbim. V'yata chazak z'rubavel mizeh tiru ki atem tzrichim chizuk l'schazek b'avodes Hashem. The Shira Kosov, the explanation of the pasuk is as follows: Vasu es adavar asher korati itchem b'tzeischem b'mitzrayim. Uma she'omar ki ani etchem humamav muskar. This is a parenthetical statement. Ritzon lemar chazak vasu dvar haTorah v'hamitzvah shalze koras it imohem bris b'tzeisam b'mitzrayim k'mo shekosov v'ikah chasef abris v'ikah abaz ne'am v'yazigdal k'var abayis haze al harishon. So everyone is saying the same thing over here. All the Mepharshim over here are saying over here is that when it says over here, the Davar, Hashem is telling Klal Yisrael, be mechazik yourself, be observant of the Torah, and I guarantee you, if you are mechazik yourselves, and you observe the Torah, the bris that I forged with your ancestors, I will help you, and the honor of this bias will be transformed, like Rav Kalman said, Godol Yiyeh Kivoid, it's a process. It's not going to happen overnight. You have to go through the steps. And you require chizuk. Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. Because I'm with you. I'm with you now, the same way I was with you when you left Mitzrayim. Incredible words of the Malbim. And this goes back to the theme of the Malbim. The Malbim is consistent throughout the entire Sefer. What was bothering the people to no end, did not let them sleep at night, is here we are, it's 70 years, all of the prophecies have come true. Yirmiyah's words, Lifi Melamlois, Lebavel Shivim Shana, the words of Daniel, everything has happened. Koresh gave permission. The miracle of Purim. Daryovesh HaParsi gave permission. Every Maimer Chazal has come true. So where are the miracles? Where are the miracles? We don't see any miracles. People are sick. People don't have parnasa. People have problem with shidduchim. People
were
have daigos. What?
Were miracles promised?
That's the assumption. The assumption is you look in the of Yeshaya. You look at all the prophets who talk about achris hayamim.
In the long term. That's
in the long term. So now is the long term. The assumption is that when these two eras have to coincide. That was the assumption. The psukim in Nevi'im that talk about Achris Hayamim, all the miracles, the bliss of Klal Yisrael dominating, and they have no problems, and everything is wonderful and good, has to coincide with the prophecies that tell us the end is here. The end of Golus has arrived. There are two sets of prophecies. There's a set of prophecies telling you when Golus comes to an end. And then there's a set of prophecies telling you.
You mean the present.
There are prophecies that discuss when the present Golus will come to an end. And then there is another set of prophecies telling us about the bliss of Acharis Hayamim. And the people assume, and we assume this today as well, that's why this is so relevant for us, as Rav Kalman said, the Navi is speaking directly to us, and this is the major thesis of the Malbim. None of the Mefarshim say this like the Malbim says this, he says this again and again and again, is that the people were under the assumption that these two sets of prophecies must coincide. The end of the current Golus must coincide with the miracles and the bliss of Achris Hayamim. And Haggai is telling them, you got it all wrong. They don't coincide. There is a tekufa in the middle. There is a middle era. An era where the Golus has come to an end and the Achris Hayam has not yet come. And during this tekufa, it's your duty to make the hishtadlus to bridge the gap. And if you're not going to make the hishtadlus to bridge the gap, it's not going to happen. And people, they don't want to accept this. They don't want to accept that they have to do something to bridge the gap between the end of Golus and to bring the Achris Hayamim. This was the problem that took place in the time of Haggai, and this is the problem that we're living with today. Clear as day. If you want to, some people don't want to go with this mahalach. This is the Malam's mahalach. The Malam says this over and over, and it's seen, and many people you get, they'll tell you this idea. This, we're now living at a time where the Golus, we have indications that the Golus is towards the end. But the Achris Hayam has not arrived. So, it's now for us to take the bull by the horns and make things happen. And that's the thesis of what the Malbim says. Okay, let's finish up over here. Ki etain, did I finish up the Vayikra? Okay, you going on B'chol? Okay, fine. And Hashem said, I'm ready for you. I'm just sitting, I'm waiting. Okay, I just want to finish up. There is just one Maimer Chazal. Let's just finish this up so we can move on to new territory. There's one Maimer Chazal over here on the page. I'm going to put it on the screen. Okay, on the bottom, the Likutei Shas, on the bottom. Es hadavar asher korati itchem, this which I have established with you. The one second over here, yeah. This that I have established with you. Mitzeischem mimitzrayim v'ruchi omedes b'seichachem al tirahu. Okay, so over here, I'm reading on the bottom of the page. Kihine yoitzer horim Uvore ruach, apostolic in Omos. Mo inyin ruach etzel horim. What's the juxtaposition of the mountains and the spirit and the wind? Amar lochem, al miatem nishonim. Who are you relying upon? Klal Yisrael. Why are you complacent? What do you rely upon? Why do you think you're going to survive? The answer is, zuchus avos. Loyal zuchus avos. Velo al anevim. Horim. The mountains is a metaphor for the others. Esso einai el hehorim. Me'ayin yavoi ezri. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. I lift up my eyes to the zuchus avos. The avos of the mountains. Elu avos. Shenemar. It's harmah elu avos shenemar. It says in the pasuk, habitu el tsur chutzavtem. Look to the rock from where you were quarried. The tsur here means the mountain. The mountain means Avraham Avinu, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's where we come from. When the pasuk in Amos says, Ruach, this is the prophets. We rely upon them. They will take care of us. They will guide us. Elo hanavim shenemar, this pasuk. The pasuk that we learned today here. Veruchi oimedes b'seichechem al tirohu. You have nothing to worry about. Okay, so beautiful chazal. So now we go back to the pasuk in Amos. We read the pasuk again, and it says in the pasuk, "Kihine yoitzer harim uvare ruach." Hashem is the creator of the mountains and is the creator. Hashem forms mountains and creates ruach. This means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us we have in our possession Zuchus Ovois, the mountains, and we have leaders, prophets, who will guide us. And this is what keeps us straight. The past and the present. The past are the Ovois. We rely upon their, they have paved the way for us, and the Nevi'im will take us into the future. Really, the past and the future. Navi normally is the tzoife, the seer into the future. The Ovois is the skus of the past, and the Nevi'im are the people who are going to guide us into the future. Next words of Gadol Hu HaMishpat. Next, Numar Mechazal. Gadol Hu HaMishpat. Mishpat is a very great thing. Hu Mashre Es Hashchina, in the merit of Mishpat, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu rest his Shechina, Shenemar, Es HaDavar Asher Karati Itchem B'Tzeitzchem V'Mitzrayim V'Ruchi Oimedes B'Seichechem Al Tirohu Eizehu Davar Shenichras Imanu B'Tzeitzchem V'Mitzrayim. He's saying a Chiddush, Zeh HaMishpat, Shenemar V'Yavoy Moshe V'Yisapel Lom, it's called Divrei Hashem, the Ace Kol HaMishpatim, Mahu Oimer Sham, Vayom Hine Dam Habris, Asher Karas Hashem Imachem, Al Kol HaDevarim O'Ele, V'cheinu Oimer B'Yoshua V'Yichwes Yoshua Bris Lo'am. Okay, so his saying over here is that, whereas all of the other Mepharshim that we've learned on this page tell us that, that the Davar, the Asher Karas, is just a general obligation and a reminder to be observant of the Torah and the mitzvahs. This is what Hashem was karas. The Torah was a bris at Har Sinai. This chazal is being a bit more specific. And that is mishpat. The eile ha-mishpatim asher tosim lefneihem. In Parashas Mishpatim, we have very specific mitzvahs mishpatim. And it says there at the end of Parashas Mishpatim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, they took korbanos and they brought oilois and they took the blood, and the blood was sprinkled on the people. Very, very difficult psukim, very esoteric what is taking place there. But what does it mean? It means that there's a special bris in addition to bris mila, in addition to Shabbos. We discussed this yesterday, that not all mitzvahs are the same. There are some mitzvahs that are fundamental. Shabbos is the most fundamental mitzvah in Yadus. Bris Milah is a fundamental mitzvah. Person doesn't have a Bris Milah, he can't participate. He can't participate in services. It's a very big problem. A person doesn't have a Bris Milah. Certain things he can't do. Karm Pesach, it's a fundamental mitzvah. Okay, there are other things that are fundamental. Arayos, who you marry. Okay, a person marries a non-Jewish woman, he's out. That's it. Forget it. He's mechutz l'machaneh. There's another element which we don't discuss often, and that is mishpat, justice. And what exactly is mishpat? I don't know. It doesn't just mean dine mamonis. It means there are some very specific mitzvahs that are alluded to regarding this principle in Parshas Mishpatim, which capture the essence of what Mishpat, justice, is all about. And it was for those specific group of mitzvahs, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Koras Hashem, he made a special bris, as the Pasuk says, the bris was for the Mishpatim, the blood was sprinkled. And here, for whatever reason, which is a lot vague, according to this Chazal, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now preparing Klal Yisrael to go into the next generation, to go forward into the Bayis Sheni, Hashem wants to remind them about the Mishpatim, justice, no corruption. This is critical before we can proceed. All right, that concludes the section of the Yitzchum. Tomorrow, we're going to start with the next Pasuk, with Pasuk Vav, a new section. All right, we'll take a very short break. And then we're going to do what I told you to do yesterday. Today is Rosh Chodesh Elul. Elul is Besula. It's the mazel of Besula. Okay, a woman who is not married. And this week's parasha we learn about, we learn in this week's parasha about war. And the Torah tells us that if a person married a woman, but v'loy lekacha, he did the erusin, but did not do the nesuin, yelech v'yoshev levesai, pen yomus ba'milchama. So, Elul, it's interesting, Elul is besula. And Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is milchama. We go to war against the Satan, who's coming to get us. Before, so what do? We have an exemption. Yelech v'yoshev levesai. Because Elul is besula. We focus, we make an exemption. We're part of the exemption. The whole Klal Yisrael is begeder. We are renewing our vows with the Ribbono Shel Olam at this time of the year. So we are begeder. Ish asher yikach isha. V'loy lekocha. Eras isha. V'loy lekocha. Yelech v'yoshev levesai. You don't have to fight the Satan on the Yom HaDin. You're exempt. So today we're going to discuss some of the laws of Sheva Brachas, a primer on the laws of Sheva Brachas, and some of the lumdis, and some other things that we can come up with. We'll do that after we take a very short break.